On the edge of Prague's Letná Plain, overlooking the Vltava and the Old Town, stand several remarkable buildings from the Belle Epoque when Prague was hoping to become the Paris of the East. One of these structures is the Hanau Pavilion, a church-like edifice of cast iron and bricks built to demonstrate the dynamic development of Bohemian industry. Today it serves as a restaurant offering amazing views of the capital. Jan Richter visits the unusual Hanau Pavilion in this edition of Spotlight.
On a Wednesday night in this rainy August, the Hanau Pavilion is nearly empty, with just a few guests coming to enjoy their dinner in this out-of-the-way spot. Except the annoying music, which unfortunately spoils the atmosphere in most Prague restaurants these days, and some modern additions to the interior, the renovated pavilion looks just like 120 years ago, when it first served visitors of Letná Park. But this chapel-like neo-baroque building, adorned with cast-iron turrets, lanterns, handrails and dormers, was originally set up in another big park, Stromovka. There, in 1891, Bohemia's ambitious industrialists and entrepreneurs presented their achievements in the Jubilee exhibition, inspired by a similar event in Paris. Zdeněk Lukeš is a leading architecture historian.
We must start with a world exhibition in Paris in 1889 and first presentation of proud iron structures like Eiffel Tower or the Machine Hall. And this exhibition was inspiration for our exhibition in Middle Europe, which was called Jubilee Exhibition and was presented in Prague, very near of Stromovka Garden in 1891. It means 2 years after Paris, and with a similar type of structures.
Several of Prague's landmarks were built at that time, including the iconic Petrine Tower, a smaller copy of the Eiffel Tower in Paris, and the Industrial Palace, which to this day stands at the entrance to the exhibition area.
The main pavilion was built from iron and was called Industrial Palace. And also our small copy of Eiffel Tower in Petrine Hill in the middle part of city was erected in the same period during the exhibition. And also some pavilions of that Jubilee exhibition was inspired by these modern structures with cast iron and glass. Like that very small one, which was called Hanau Pavilion, and which was created maybe like advertising of foundry in Komarov near Hořovice, and it was owned by Count of Hanau.
The ironworks in Komarov, also known by its German name Komorau, some 50 kilometers southwest of Prague, had existed for centuries. In the middle of the 19th century, the factory was acquired by the Princes of Hanau, which is a town in the German state of Hessen. The iron working industry was well developed in Bohemia and Moravia at the time, and the Princes of Hanau soon became leading producers of cast iron in the country. Jana Bielowska from the Prague Municipal Museum specializes in the history of industry.
There were two big factories. One was Komarau in Bohemia, and the second was Blansko in Moravia. And in this time, in end of 19th century, had a big project, two big projects in Marienbad and in Karlsbad. It was the colonnades. 2 years before the exhibition, so I think it was, I can say, healthy concurrence.
The Komarov Ironworks therefore decided to showcase their products and built the Hanau Pavilion as a showroom for that purpose. In fact, the factory's owner at the time, Karl von Hanau Hořovice, was one of few German entrepreneurs who took part in the Jubilee exhibition, which was otherwise boycotted by Germans over nationalist controversies. The exhibition was a great success, and Prince von Hanau donated the pavilion to the city of Prague, which found just the right spot for it. On the southern edge of Letná Plain, just off the city centre, that was already a popular outing destination for the people of Prague. Zdeněk Lukeš again.
There are some structures there from 60s of 19th century, very popular public restaurant, which is called Small Castle, or castlet in the middle part of that park. And during the exhibition of 1891, a famous inventor, Mr. Křižík, created first line of streetcar powered by electricity from that castle restaurant to the exhibition area.
With time, the area got another important addition, the restaurant built for Expo 58, an exhibition held in Brussels in 1958, which had a profound impact on Czechoslovak design. The Hanau Pavilion, with its popular restaurant, however, was only open until the 1960s, when it was so run down that the authorities closed it down. But several years later, it underwent a renovation and reopened as a luxurious restaurant. Zdeněk Lukáš recalls his visits to the pavilion at the time.
This was a so-called first level of restaurant. That's why it was extremely expensive, of course, in that period. Of course, it's not comparable with prices today, but in that period, I think it was a very, very expensive restaurant, one of the best in Prague. That's why it was not so easy to get there. I think that it was a European menu, of course, and I think that most people there were foreigners and tourists and so on.
The Hanau Pavilion still belongs to the city of Prague, which now again rents it out as a restaurant. Most of its clientele are still foreigners and tourists who come primarily for the view. But what about the food? To place the Hanau Pavilion on Prague's culinary map, I invited a respected food blogger who goes by the pen name Brewsta for dinner there.
Já bych si prosím pěkně dal carpaccio z mladého víčka. A tady tu do růžky.
We were sitting inside the pavilion, which is quite small. The only other guests were a couple who must have come for the romantic setting. For starters, we ordered a terrine of duck foie gras and veal carpaccio.
The duck foie gras was basically quite simple. It wasn't exactly as I imagined it based on the description. It was tasty, it was good, it was good quality, but it's something that I could find probably in five or ten other restaurants around Prague, and I'm not sure I would come here, especially for the food. I might come here more for the atmosphere.
For the main course, we had steak with tomato salsa and veal glaze, and pork tenderloin on herbs in creamy mushroom sauce. I quite liked what I had, but according to Brewster, the restaurant has a lot of room for improvement.
Well, the steak was cooked to order. It was medium rare. That was good. I found the meat a bit tough. I found the sauce and the steak itself under-seasoned. I did add a lot of salt to my taste, but I did think it was under-seasoned. Overall, I thought that the salsa that came with it really didn't go with it at all. It didn't go with this glaze that was basically meat based, and then you had this sort of sweet and sour tomato salsa on the side that was cold versus hot. The two things didn't mix together. I really thought that the pork tenderloin with the mushroom sauce and the gnocchi was actually a much better dish, and I enjoy that more, although I thought that the tenderloin itself was also a little on the tough side. But I would have chosen that dish over the steak, even though I'm a steak person first and foremost.
For the dessert, which we had outside on the terrace overlooking the city, we had homemade fruit pie and sacher, which pleased Brewster just as much as it did me.
That was a very good sacher. I would give that a high rating. So, nice end to the meal. I asked for decaf coffee. They only had decaf Nescafe, which I declined. I wasn't interested in that. So, no coffee for me.
The meal was quite pricey, but not extremely expensive. However, the restaurant has another way of making up for it. Serving a small Pilsner Urquell beer for 60 crowns is an outrage, only paralleled by some of Prague's most notorious tourist traps.
The atmosphere inside the building is kind of stuffy in a way that has old tablecloths that remind you of an old Czech pub. It has annoying music, sort of a new age electronica that really gets on your nerves. There aren't many people. There's only five or six tables, so it has a feeling of emptiness. I don't think I would recommend people to go there for the atmosphere. I don't think I would say go there for the food, because the food is not any more exceptional than a lot of better places in the center of Prague. What I would say is, if the weather's good on a beautiful summer evening and you don't mind spending above average prices, you will get your money's worth out of the view.
More details about the Hanau Pavilion, including the menu, can be found on its website. You'll find a link to it on Radio Prague webpage.
That was Spotlight with Jan Richter. And now, as regular listeners know,